It's time to join the American Family Robinson again in Birch Falls, where Luke and Myra are finding that being radio's ideal married couple may bring fan popularity and business to the Emporium, but it also brings a lot of disruption to their domestic life. For the first time in their 29 years of married life, they are quarreling and bickering. Luke is particularly harassed by lack of privacy, and when Gus Poppelmeyer, rival department store owner, plants a dictaphone in the Robinson parlor, Luke's cup of bitterness is full. Gus hopes to obtain evidence of strife in the Robinson household, evidence that Gus can use to discredit them with the fans and bring trade back to Poppelmeyer's. Wendy, however, discovers the scheme and thwarts Gus by having Luke and Myra enact loving scenes near the dictaphone. Gus is so disgusted at his lack of success that he is just about ready to abandon the dictaphone scheme, a situation of which Luke is not aware. It is after dinner tonight in the dining room of the Robinson home, and we find Aunt Agatha and Luke having a business conference. Let's listen.
We'll never be able to finish these accounts tonight, Aunt Agatha. Looks like a week's session here.
Double the work means nothing to me if it means double the business. Emmy Lou, bring me another cup of coffee, will you? Drat it, where'd that girl go?
I thought I heard her say she was going to stack the dishes so she could take in the early movies with Alfred Fowler.
Well, he can't find out nothing about anything just as long as you and Myra keep on being nice to each other for Papa Meyer's benefit.
Well, I don't know how much longer I can keep it up. It's getting to be almost too much for my nerves. They're badly frayed.
Well, it's not too much, Luke, when it's for business. And let me tell you that since Wendy took hold, business is good. Just look at this.
Yeah, Wendy is a sales promoter, all right. But I wish she'd stuck to sales and left me alone.
Now, look here. Ladies ready to wear sales has jumped 20% over last year. We've got rid of all the summer stock easy. And the kitchenware is just the same. It's just miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
Why, that boy Wendy's a real organizer. He's got Twink and Wilbur and the Baron all covering their own territory in the Emporium. And you and Myra is doing your share, bringing in trade. That's cooperation for you, and that's the way things ought to be done.
Done is right. Done to a turn. It looks like I'm the worm that's doing the turning.
What's eating you, Luke? Ain't you glad we're doing so good at the store?
Oh, sure, Aunt Agatha. Business is fine if it would only stay in the store. But I can't stand this continually being polite and kowtowing to Myra, both in public and private. Business ought to be over at 5:00. My work is never done.
Now, looky here, Luke Robinson. You ought to be glad and thankful that Wendy thought up this way to make the store so prosperous.
Oh, Wendy's smart, all right. I admit that.
Yeah, Wendy's got brains, all right. They're all over the place.
Oh, hello there, Wilbur.
Well, now you're here, Wilbur. Draw up a chair and sit down. But don't talk about brains, because you ain't no judge.
Well, I can see the brains is all very well. But it looks a little to me like you're setting up Wendy as a kind of a supreme dictator. Out at the store and here at home, too.
I think you've got something there, Wilbur. Personally, I come from a long line of Robinsons that don't like to be shoved around.
Oh, you're both just worrying about nothing.
Oh, no, we ain't. There are a lot of folks just like us that don't want to get shoved around and are worrying about it.
Yeah, and they haven't even got dictaphones in their houses yet.
No, but they think maybe they might have if this country's going to switch from Americanism to socialism or totalitarianism or some other kind of foreign government.
No, just keep your shirt on, Wilbur. You're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, I'm not so sure, Aunt Agatha. There are a lot of smart men in this country in both political parties who are a bit suspicious of all this talk that what we need is a strong man, a man on horseback with a lot of power, if we're going to get things done.
Well, there's no gainsaying. We got to get a lot done, but
looks to me as if the main thing we had to do is get this country defended against governments run by one man.
Yeah, that's right. The basic question is whether we can be as effective and as efficient as those one-man governments.
We got to be better.
And we can be. If we realize right now that the country which can produce and compete industrially is going to be the strongest, no matter what the government is.
Well, then we've got to study how we can produce the most and the best.
I don't need to study to know I don't like this idea some folks got about turning the whole works over to the government in order to be more efficient or something.
Well, and what I'm saying is, them fellers is pretty much in the minority, ain't they? Ain't you getting all steamed up about a pretty small group?
All I know is they make an awful lot of noise, more than the majority.
You got any opinion on the subject, Luke?
Well, I think it's high time Americans learned the facts about business and manufacturing and what they had to do with this making of this country and making it the greatest in the world before any changes are made in the basic way of doing things in this country.
You said it.
And if folks don't do something to stop the troublemaking minority that's prejudiced against business and industry, who have no confidence that industry can take care of our national defense, then what I say is we may shortly find ourselves working for a dictator instead of doing business the American way.
I quite agree with you, Luke. But don't forget, we've got some business of our own at the store tonight, and you're not ready yet.
Oh, Myra, another confounded personal appearance.
Well, pardon me, folks, if I make a personal disappearance. I got some business with a piece of pie in the kitchen.
What's that dress good you got there, Myra?
Oh, that's an old evening dress I found in the bottom of a trunk the other day. Mm. Thought I'd just change the neck a little and wear it for the personal appearance tonight.
Kind of pretty material. Taffety, ain't it?
It isn't bad at all, is it?
No.
I've had it hanging up all day to shake the wrinkles out. Oh, now, Luke, dear, do go upstairs and get ready, and don't forget to put on a necktie.
In a minute, dear. Look, Myra, as long as you've got your sewing kit here, let me bring down some socks that need mending.
Oh,
huh?
Dear, no, I haven't got time.
Well, you've got time for everything you want to do.
I have to budget every minute so I can get the important things done, Luke, dear. Hand me those scissors, Agatha, please.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Say, I think that old lace will go real well there.
You can budget time for fixing yourself up for a personal appearance or to talk to some silly radio fan. Oh, yes, they go right in the budget.
Oh, don't be difficult, Luke. Well, now, if I set it this way under the edge of the neckline, see, do you think that'd be all right?
Yeah, that's it. Right. Pull it down a little more.
Yeah.
For the past 6 months, my socks have needed mending, and I haven't got a shirt with all the buttons on to my name. I'm in rags.
Oh, Luke, how you exaggerate. Agatha, if you were I, would you cut the shoulder line a little bit more like that?
Do I?
Don't you think it'd give you
I couldn't exaggerate the way I'm treated around here while you act like a prima donna. What am I? Just a cart horse?
I don't know, Luke. I'll bite. What are you?
Right. Confounded, Myra.
Luke, do be careful.
And why must I be careful?
That dictaphone, dear. Don't forget.
No, that confounded dictaphone's in the parlor, at least 50 feet away.
Yes, but for all we know, Mr. Fowler may have planted another in here in the dining room. We can't be too careful these days, can we, dear?
Poppelmeyer, dictaphone, Fowler, day in, day out, personal appearance.
Now, Luke, don't lose control.
Yes, sweetheart. Yes, darling. Yes, dearest, you're always right. I'm through. A man can stand just so much and no more.
Now, I wonder what made Luke stamp out like that.
Well, I don't need more than 3 guesses, Myra.
Oh, dear, he's never done that before. Goodness, I wish he'd be more careful with that awful Gus listening in all the time. Oh, Luke! Luke, dear, maybe if you brought me down 1 pair of socks, I might have time to...
It's too late, Myra. Now, I'm the one who hasn't got time. Wendy! Oh, Wendy! Confound it, where's he gone? Hey, Wendy, I want to see you a minute.
What's the matter, Lukey?
Wendy, I want to see you in the woodshed right away. It's very important. In fact, it's vital.
And a few minutes later, we find Luke and Wendy holding a private conclave in the woodshed. Listen.
Come on in, Wendy. Be careful about that door. It swings open.
Where's the step? Here? I can't see. It's so dark.
Here, wait. Don't trip over that loose board.
I don't see why you have to bring me out here in the first place. Plenty of places to talk in the house.
Well, I'll tell you in a minute. I had a reason. First, I want to latch this door.
Now make it snappy, Lukey. I got to get into my dress clothes, and you'd better, too. We got to get down to the Emporium.
Well, I won't keep you long, Wendy, but I had to talk to you, and right now.
All right, Lukey, shoot the works. But don't forget, I've got to set the stage for your personal appearance.
Wendy, I can't go through with it. I can't do it anymore.
You can't do what anymore?
I can't go on with this ideal husband and wife bunkum. I'm at the end of my rope.
Oh, nonsense, Lukey. Don't go getting temperamental on me.
I'm not being temperamental. I'm just being sensible. I never was cut out to be an ideal husband, and I just can't go on.
Well, what do you expect me to do about it?
I don't expect you to do a thing. I'm just telling you.
All right, you told me. Now what?
I want out.
You can't have out. You've gone into this thing, and now you got to stay with it.
No, I'm all through, all washed up. I absolutely refuse to be one half of the ideal couple any longer.
You can't do this to us.
I am doing it.
You belong to the public, to the store. What'll Aunt Agatha say if you let her down like this?
Well, I don't care what she says. What anybody says, I'm going away.
You mean you're going to walk out on Myra? You're going to desert your wife?
Well, not exactly. I'm just going away for a while. Someplace where I can have a chance to act like a human being.
Now, where are you going?
I don't know exactly. Sort of thought I'd like to live in some nice hotel for a while. You know, where I could meet some interesting people and have a different kind of a time than I've been having around here lately.
What hotel? Where?
Well, I tell you, I don't know. I thought I'd just wander around for a while until I find the kind of a hotel I'm looking for. You know, a place where it's got lots of congenial folks and activities around it.
Yes, I know, Lukey. That sounds swell. But now listen. Think of your responsibilities here.
I am thinking of them. That's why I'm going away.
When are you going? Right after your appearance at the store tonight?
Nope, I'm going right now. Strike out while the mood's hot. That's my motto.
You're going right now without a bag or anything?
I got a bag all packed. I hid it out here a couple of days ago when I saw this situation might come to a head any time.
Where is it? I don't see any.
Well, I got it covered with kindling over there in the corner. Pretty cute, don't you think? All I have to do is just brush off the kindling and I'm all set to leave for parts unknown. Now for the open road.
There's probably some law against this, Luke, hey? Desertion or abandonment or something.
I'm not deserting my wife. I'll be back in due course of time.
But, Lukey, you're not going off without leaving a note for Myra or some kind of an explanation.
Already thought of that, too. I jotted down a few well-chosen au revoirs this morning.
Well, you certainly had it all figured out.
Oh, yes, this urge has been coming over me for some time. Here, Wendy, you take this note and please give it to Myra.
Okay, that's the way you want it. But I still think you ought to cool off for a while and reconsider.
Nice to see you, Wendy, old boy.
Goodbye, Lukey. I still think you're making a mistake.
Well, maybe I am, but it's the only way I can keep my sanity. I'll be back as soon as it's safe for me to start being an average husband again.
So Luke is taking a desperate step, a step away from Birch Falls, the Emporium, and the ideal marriage. What's he going to do? What of Myra? Looks like a pretty tense situation for all the Robinsons. What will happen when the radio fans learn the true facts? Listen to our next program, and until then, goodbye. The American Family Robinson, which is broadcast regularly over this station, is written by Marjorie Bartlett and Douglas Silver and presented by the National Industrial Council.